Hello, this is Adrienne Livingston, coming to you from the offices of the Oregon Community Foundation. Thank you for joining us to learn some insight about how you can create a competitive grant application for the Nike Community Impact Fund. Today, joining me to give that insight is Michael Achterman, Associate Program Officer of OCF. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
Hey. So, you know, when we look at the application, it's broken down into different sections. We have the project overview, organization information, the project narrative, supporting documentation and information. Michael, what insight can you share that will help those considering to apply for the grant make it a more stronger grant? What are reviewers really looking for?
Absolutely. So reviewers need to know, the classic who, what, why, where, when, and how of a grant request. It's a simple formula, but answering these questions make your application much more competitive. Clarity is key. And if the reviewers have to search or read between the lines to find the answers, it will put you at a bigger disadvantage.
Right. So when we're thinking about the Nike Community Impact Fund, how many grant applications do the reviewers initially have to actually go through?
So they have to go through probably about 120 to 140 applications from the first review process. So that takes a lot of time. So getting to sort of those key pieces is pretty critical. It's a simple formula, but it's definitely a good way to keep those pieces in mind. And it's a good way to check whether you've missed something or veered off course.
With the reviewers, they really want to understand what it is the applicant is applying for.
Correct, yeah.
Right.
So who are you trying to reach? What are you trying to accomplish? Why are you focusing on a specific neighborhood or age group? So these are the things that a reviewer is going to be looking at right at the first pass when we receive your application.
Right. And the reason I'm really pressing this is because, unfortunately, we see a lot and often that these very questions that we are talking about right now are not answered.
Correct.
All right.
Yeah.
So why is it important to specify the demographic audience?
Yeah. Specifying that demographic audience, essentially who will be served, it's very important. The questions that reviewers will want to see answered may include, do staff and leadership of the organization truly understand the demographic audience to be served? Or even better, are they actually part of that population?
Exactly.
Does the community being served recognize the nonprofit as a culturally specific organization? Meaning, do the nonprofit leadership and staff actually reflect the population to be served? So it's important in assessing the organization's ability to actually respond to those being served. It's also important for reviewing whether a project is truly focused on an underserved community or a group versus those that may have better access to resources. So these are the things that, again, these reviewers are going to be looking at as part of that initial phase of the process.
So when we're looking at not only the narrative portion, but the board list,
right,
or their
right.
partners,
mm-hmm.
that's what we're looking for.
That's what we're looking for.
Right. Okay. How important is it to show other committed and pending support?
It's very important. This definitely gives the reviewers a glimpse into how far along you are in fundraising. And it also provides a snapshot of who your current and potential funding partners are. So, one of the things that we always look at is Nike going to be the sole funder? Mm. If your request will be much less competitive if Nike is the sole funder. So we want to see evidence of community support. So this could be in-kind support, it could be cash, but it's really important to show evidence of this. In addition, we also want to see at least some support committed, essentially on the table. It's especially important for capital requests where Nike wants to be the final funding needed to complete a project. Because if we see something come in and, it's the very beginning of a fundraising for a capital request, we're going to set it aside. So keep that in mind as you're putting your request together.
Okay, so we've kind of touched on this, but does one really need to share on community partners?
Absolutely. If partners are involved, we want to know who they are, how they're involved, and if they've actually agreed to participate or partner. So sometimes you hope to partner or with a particular group or organization, and this isn't ideal. Sort of hoping isn't the best. Your application will be much stronger if you can actually state definitively your partners are actually on board with the project that you're requesting funds for.
One question I often see that people don't necessarily answer is the one that tackles community impact. What do you mean by community impact?
Community impact, that's a great question. And it is a little kind of vague in some regards, because you can kind of, you know, think about it in a number of different ways. But you know, in terms of the Nike Community Impact Fund, it's part of the fund's name. It means creating stronger communities through the power of sport and physical activity. So community impact means collaborative, inclusive approach to solving community issues and engaging neighborhoods and communities and not only identifying the needs, but developing ways for people to engage. So to improve the well-being of their fellow neighbors and themselves. So that's really what we're getting at in terms of community impact. It's accomplished through community engagement, collaborative problem solving, and designing programs emphasizing inclusive play, participation, and outreach.
Nice. So with that, can you give us a clear example?
Yeah, I think, you know, a good example might be an after-school basketball program, right? So there might be one that'll provide sort of space for, you know, kids to get active and play basketball. What's going to be more competitive in terms of sort of that community impact piece is whether you're engaging those kids on a much deeper level. So it's a, you know, 12-week program that has a key core element of it that's around goal setting. So that could be around sort of academics, around working with your family or your friends or neighbors. That's going to be a little bit more robust than just strictly allowing those kids to play basketball after school.
Right. Okay, thank you. With this question, can you tell if an organization has not reviewed the program guidelines or frequently asked questions? And what does that say?
Oh, indeed. Yeah, you know it. After diving into the application, it becomes pretty clear when someone hasn't taken the time to review the guidelines and frequently asked questions. For example, and I think, you know, again, this is one of those big ones, you know, the organization might be requesting funds for, you know, group or individual travel, one-day events. These are ineligible activities. It's clear that you actually haven't looked at those guidelines. And then there's that capital request one again. And, you know, if it doesn't represent the final funding needed to complete the project, your application is just going to get set aside right from the beginning. So we're pretty clear on that eligibility piece around capital requests. So take the time to look at those guidelines and that FAQ to ensure you know what you're getting yourself into before diving into the application.
Right, because we want the grant applicants to be successful, and that's why we were providing all this information.
Right.
Is it advisable to apply for scholarships for a program?
No, it's not. You know, scholarships, you know, stipends, fellowships, personal assistance, this kind of comes back to the guidelines and eligibility piece. It's not a good fit with the Nike Community Impact Fund. So we state that clearly. We just wanted to tell folks, if you're thinking about scholarships, like stop before even starting the application. It's just not a good fit.
Right. And so instead, because what I have seen is an organization may define within themselves that they are scholarshiping students to receive their program support, to be able to participate. But really what it would be better for the Nike Community Impact Fund is that you apply for program support and what it is that you want to do with those students. So if you do want to diversify students, not to do it through scholarship, it we want to see, I know within the fund, is what are you just doing with the students overall? And let us know how you are impacting students and in different demographics and how you are reaching out to them and just really apply as a part of your program and not scholarship. Is that accurate?
Right, and that support can, you know, look a little bit different based upon the program or the organization. It could be supporting personnel. It could be supporting sort of materials and supplies that you're using in order to actually reach those kids. It
Correct.
Could be outreach, any number of things. But if it's just strict scholarships or subsidizing that participation, it's not going to be a good fit.
Okay. Right. Okay. Is there anything else you would like to add?
I think one of the biggest things, and this is goes for any grant application I think you're putting together, is to take the time to read all the materials before applying and get started early. We know life's busy and you never know what's going to happen around the deadline, so it's advisable to have kind of all your ducks in a row, particularly attachments you might need, well before that deadline actually hits. So another thing I'd add is to present answers in your own voice and your own style. We're not looking for some magic combination of words and phrases. We're looking for authenticity and a commitment to the project you're requesting funds for. So you don't need to be a professional grant writer to succeed in actually getting funded. The project just needs to be compelling, the need established, and the community clearly involved and supportive of your efforts. So that's kind of what I'd kind of leave folks with.
Wonderful. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Welcome. Yeah.
I really hope that you all that are listening have received some nuggets of information and provided some more insight to help you actually create a more competitive grant. This is the first time we are doing this type of interview, so we would love to hear your feedback. If you would like to share your feedback with us, other questions you would like us to tackle, or if we need to dig a little bit deeper in some that we have already tackled, that would be great for us to hear. The email that you can send your feedback to is ocf-nikefund@oregoncf.org. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.